Well, then the next station was not very, very happy. They went to hell. Because hell, yes, exists. And when they got there, they saw a place, terrible place. And in the middle of that place, they saw a kind of fire. But Advitska told me it's not a kind of fire you know on earth. I guess it's the fire that Jesus is speaking about, this fire that does not cease. He speaks several times in the gospel about this fire of hell. When they looked at this fire, they saw kind of normal people, those who can meet in the streets, you know, average people, who jumped into the fire, threw themselves without anybody pushing them. And they were very surprised. But when they got into the fire, into different depths, they were transformed. They were changed into terrible people. The hatred, the curse, the blasphemy, the ugly, most ugly thing were on their face, so they did not resemble anymore to human beings, but they resembled to terrible, ferocious beasts and animals and terrible monsters. And they were scared, and they said, Our Lady, how can God, who is good, put anybody in hell? And Our Lady said, dear children, God does not put anybody in hell. On the contrary, Witzka explained, he sent his only son who died in the cross for you so that everybody could be saved. And we know in the gospel when Jesus said, God has so loved the world that he sent his only son so that whoever believes in him may be not lost, but have eternal life. This is the plan of God, that each one of us reach heaven. This is our goal. So she said, she explained why some people were definitely going and heading to hell. She said, dear children, but you know, on earth, there are people who purposely, willingly, with their own freedom, decide to do everything against God, everything against the will of God, everything to harm the children of God. And those people then, they start a hell in their own heart. And unless they repent, unless they turn back to God, unless they get converted, then when they die, it is just the same hell that continues. And then the children ask, is it possible to go out from hell? And she said, God has given you the free will, dear children. And there are people who do not want to hear anything from God. Those in hell do not want to hear anything from God anymore. They are there forever. It's their choice. And then they left from that place. But Our Lady made sure that they understood the point. And the point is that we are invited by the Mother to pray a lot for the sinners, for those who might have dedicated their life, their soul, their doing, their heart to the devil, the destroyer. Because she said his plan, his goal is to destroy you and to destroy your family, even the nature and even the planet where you live. So some people want to go with him. And dear children, through prayer, you can help them to go back to God. And somebody, even if he has done the worst sins on earth, even if he's the worst person on earth, if he repents, he confesses his sin, regret them, and turn back to God, this person can go directly to heaven. Isn't it a great mercy of God? So when they returned from that visit, Our Lady told them, "Dear children, I've shown you those three places so that you know it exists and tell others. This is why also I care today to tell you, because many people live on earth as if after death there was nothing." No, Our Lady said, "No, dear children, this is a big mistake, because after death there is eternity." The question was, "Mother, is there any reincarnation possible after death?" And Our Lady said, "No, dear children, reincarnation does not exist. After death there is eternity, and it is wrong to teach the people that we can be born several times and receive several different bodies, because we have only one life on earth." Well, as we try to readjust our goal today together with Our Lady, I remember Jesus on the cross when he lived that last hour. He said to his Father, "All is accomplished." Isn't it this our goal? That we accomplish everything that has been entrusted to us by God? I want to ask you a question, though I know your answers, but just to, who among you want to go to hell? Okay, raise your hand. Okay, nobody? Okay. Who wants to go to purgatory? Raise your hand. Don't be shy. You want to go? What attracts you there? Okay. Now, another question. Who among you think that he'll definitely have to go through purgatory? Okay, you badly all need to go on a pilgrimage to Medjugorje. You badly need. And you're invited, by the way. Now, who wants badly to go to heaven? Raise your hand. Oh, better so. Okay, thank you. Thank you to be so open and straightforward. You know what? The plan is not that we go to hell. The plan is not that we go to purgatory. The plan is for each one of us that we go directly to heaven. This is the will of God. If there is a purgatory, it's because he's very merciful and he knows that some of his children have missed the boat to go directly to heaven, so they might have a little time of purification and go to heaven. But this is not that what he wishes. He wishes that we go straight. And he wishes through his mother to grant us a ticket that is direct. So you want that direct ticket for heaven without that station in purgatory? Do you want that ticket? It's easy. You leave the messages. You leave the gospel.